greatest long-term threat to America's national security is America's debt. They want to give people like me a $200,000 tax cut. I believe that somewhere the American dream is still alive.
If it turns out that it's a wealthy prince from Dubai, we've got problems.
Radio.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
We're not done, but we think this is the right way to go. And I personally have always been a big believer in more oil. What we can do is higher gas prices. We are doing two things. First, good for the dollar. The second thing we're trying to accomplish is to get a stronger recovery.
America could slip into a financial panic.
We must meet not as Americans, Democrats, Republicans, or Democrats, Republicans, or Democrats, Republicans, or not as Americans, Democrats, Republicans, or Democrats, Republicans, or not as Americans.
I mean, there's clearly no question that we need new approaches.
There's a spirit of cooperation between Democrats and Republicans, Democrats and Republicans, Democrats and Republicans, Democrats and Republicans.
The world is a business.
What happened to all that money? That's gone. It's gone.
Putting profits before safety. They're putting profits before human life.
Have it all. When more is not enough.
$22 billion in spending cuts and other savings spread over 4 years.
We are intending to take a fairly tough approach, but I do want to indicate we're going to take a very tough and rigorous approach.
This is a budget that's really targeting in a quite explicit way the poor and the needy and saying to them, listen, if you don't get back into the labour market, we're going to be tough on you and hit you with sticks.
It could slip into a financial panic.
Well, what we'll need to see tonight is the...
Tony Abbott smashing the budget surplus tonight.
It's hard to believe that we're going to go from a deficit of $50 billion to a surplus of $3 billion.
Let the pirates burn a hole in your pocket.
Wayne Swan, thanks for joining us.
Well, good evening. Good to be here.
Look, would you mind if I would just go through this with you?
No, by all means, it's all listed there.
$57
billion. $57 billion. Not all bad news, Brian. A lot of this should have been done before. This is all very important
so
stuff.
So what have you done? Can you just run through the itemised list?
Well, it's all
here?
Listed there.
Yeah. So full service?
Full service. We had to do a full service. Mm. Yes. Quite a lot of it should have been done before. I don't know who used to look after you here.
Do you know Peter Costello?
No, but is he a mechanic? I'll tell
not
you what,
really,
he's done some things I wouldn't have done, Brian. A lot of
you
this should have been done ages
things?
Ago. Missed a few things. We found a full set of sockets in the plenum chamber.
Really?
Yeah. The diff was full of orange peel.
Oh, that can't be good.
You know a bloke called Joel Fitzgibbon?
Yeah.
Found him in the boot.
Oh, no wonder it wasn't running
properly. We didn't know he was there, but it wouldn't disclose properly. We fixed it now, Brian.
New set of plugs?
New set of plugs and leads. We did all the leads. You said it was running rough. It was running like a year ago.
Well, it was. It had been running really rough.
Yeah, no, well, it's hopeless.
Starter motor?
We did the tappets. We dropped a new starter motor in it. You said it didn't start easily.
No, it'd been very hard in the
morning. We couldn't get it started at all, Brian.
Yeah. I've been starting it with jumper leads.
I'm not surprised in the cold.
Not surprised
at all. We did the timing chain.
It's a bit expensive, isn't it?
It is a very expensive item, Brian, but there comes a time in the life of every vehicle when you've got to do it, and there's no getting around it, Brian.
You have to fit and adjust.
It's quite expensive because you've got the unit itself, you've got the labour, and you've got to adjust it. It hums like a top.
Great. And you did the fuel conversion.
Did the fuel conversion as discussed with you on the phone.
What does it run on now?
It's a run-on.
Yeah.
Runs on air.
Air?
Yeah.
Where do we get the air from?
Comes in the intake valve, Brian. The air comes in the intake valve.
This is why we've got the new fuel line.
New fuel line runs down the fuel line, forces the piston down, drives the drive shaft, the wheels go around, and you're upstairs listening to the radio.
Right. How does the piston come back up again?
It's pushed back up again by more air.
Where's all the air coming from?
From the intake valve, Brian. The air's coming in the intake valve all the time.
I see.
Rushing in the intake valve.
So how much all up?
This cost to run?
Yeah.
$57 billion, Brian. But it hums like a top.
This is an absolute
classic you've got on your hands here. I think it's a collector's item.
Great.
Right. One thing I will say is try not to park it on a hill. Park it on the flat.
Why is that?
Well, we had to take the brakes out.
Why'd you take the brakes out?
Well, Brian, look, if this thing gets going, you're not going to want it to slow down or stop.
Oh, no.
No, this is going to be a famous thing.
I
think you've purchased very well, if I can say that to you, Brian. But park it on the flat.
Good. Okay.
Very flat.
A credit to the family when nothing in life is free. Oh, where does the money go? How can he make some money off of his business when his wife and kids is forever spending all his dough? He paid for the car, he paid for the stove, he paid for the movie they saw. He'd ask his wife for a little cash if he didn't owe his mother-in-law. How can he be a credit to the family when he's got a mortgage and two kids to put through school? He struggles and he fights, now can't you see? Won't somebody please set him free? He's a credit to the family.
So what do you think of the budget?
The budget is absolutely shit. It's a game. It's a soft game of color washing.
I thought there were beautiful rainbow-colored birds.
Yeah, yeah.
But the gray zone is taken over now.
No, no. It's a budget is a joke, and everybody is waiting off everybody.
And
actually no money there.
Okay. Budget commentary?
A budget commentary. I really like what GetUp have done.
Does GetUp help Andrew Wilkie in his hard days, sort of huggings and comforting?
I don't know what it does for GetUp.
It's just a
show. But it helps me get up in the morning.
Any more comments on the budgie?
Yeah, on the budgie, the budgie Australia, 2011 budgie.
The budgie.
Any other comments there?
The cut got it.
The cut.
Yeah, the cut.
Yeah. Is John Cleese right declaring the budget dead?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm.
I'll take that as a solemn advice.
Too right. Too right, man.
Okay.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it. Yeah.
The budgie has had it. It's carked it.
Good morning. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you have a very fine day. I feel the weight of the enormous responsibility of having millions and millions of listeners deep in my soul. 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 It's my honor. It's my very great honor to be able to share with you a few small, humble opinions. And you know they're sincere because I have a very deep voice. The banks are there to benefit you. Casinos are there to benefit you too. Politicians are there to benefit you and you and you and you, and the justice system is there to benefit you too. What's that I hear you say? Our prison populations are overwhelmingly working class, and one third of that population is Aboriginal. That's just not true. That's just not true. That's just not true. Why would I lie to you? The English money, box, cash, money, cold, hard, cash, the banks are there for the cash. Casinos are there for the cash. Politicians are there to pass the cash. Justice system is there if you can afford it. Money. It's my honor. Good morning. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you have a very fine day.
The American dream is still alive. The American dream is still alive. The American dream is still alive. The American dream is still alive.
This is the Onion News Network, now with more attack satellites than any other network.
Welcome to the Fact Zone. I'm Brooke Alvarez. Right now, we're continuing the Onion News Network's coverage of the death of the American dream. The end came at 12:14 p.m. this afternoon when the last person in the nation to believe that America is a land of boundless opportunity, that is Edward Tuffy, a bar owner in Pennington, Illinois, quietly let go of the dream while watching television and eating cereal on his couch. Onion News Network reporter Andrea Bennett joins us now live from Pennington, where she's standing by with Mr. Tuffy himself. Andrea.
Thanks, Brooke. Mr. Tuffy, can you briefly take us through what happened?
Well, I run this bar, Tuffy's Tavern. Been there 15 years. And I had this plan that I was going to start a couple of locations, like maybe a small chain, you know, add a grill, some palm trees on the wall, make it like a real cuisine atmosphere.
So expand your business and build a better life for you and for your children.
Yeah, like that. So I woke up this morning and I decided I'd try to get myself together and drive over to Middlesbury and check out a couple other spots in case I ever got the money to open up another bar. And then I was flipping through the channels of the TV while I was eating my breakfast, and I started watching that movie, Eraser.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger, Vanessa Williams.
Yeah, yeah, and I forgot how good it was. And I started watching that, and then I started watching this show with these doctors, and they were talking about these sex problems. And then I realized that it was noon, and I hadn't even put my pants on, and there was not a chance in hell that I was ever going to start a chain of bars.
So that's when the American dream died.
Yep. And then these reporters started calling me, and before I even got out of the shower, there was all these TV crews here.
So did you feel anything when the American dream died?
Nah, not really. Kind of hungry, I guess.
All right, Mr. Tuffy, what's next for you?
Well, I got to get back to the bar. Tommy doesn't know how to use a register.
All right, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. Now, let's talk to a few other Pennington residents about their reaction to the American dream dying. Sir, what did you think when you heard the news?
Well, as long as we keep the bald eagle as our national symbol, I'll be happy. Bald eagle's pretty sweet.
Okay, thank you for that. And what about you, sir? What are your thoughts?
Well, you know what? As long as we can still drink without our shirts on, I didn't really care about Tuffy's American dream.
All right. And ma'am, what about you? Were you shocked to hear that the American dream had died? How did you feel about this?
Well, no, but truth is, we're still really proud of Tuffy being a role model for all those lackluster Americans that have given up their dreams. You know, I was going to make him a plaque, but then I was like, why bother?
All right, Mr. Smith. Just relax. Don't be nervous. Tell me why you've come to see a clinical economist.
Well, I'm in the middle of a deep depression.
No. Actually, you are in the middle of a recession.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. You see, I'm a strict Freudian, Mr. Smith. That means you should always remember, blame your parents.
Oh, you mean for leaving the bedroom door open all the time?
No. For deregulation. It's been going on since Reagan. Yeah. See, when you blame your parents, then it's never your default. Yeah. What I like to do is I like to start with some subprimal scream therapy.
What's that?
Well, I'm going to say the first thing that pops into my head, and then you are going to scream. See, most patients experience a complete jobless recovery with this method.
Okay.
I see from your portfolio that you recently lost your 401k. Yeah. How does that make you feel?
Ah!
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm holding back. I just want this to end, you know? I just want some...
Foreclosure?
Ah!
Ah, good. Getting a little bit better, Enron!
Ah!
Almost there! Goldman Sachs! That is what we call a breakthrough! Good work! I am going to write a prescription for some pills to get you through your recession.
Oh, some Prozac or something?
No. Cyanide.
That sounds a little drastic.
Mr. Smith, who is the economist here? I hate to say this, but you are emotionally bankrupt, and this is the only thing that's going to get you through your economic downward spiral. Well, this or lobotomy. But I don't think your insurance will cover that.
Lobotomy? Well, can't I just watch Fox News every night?
No, sorry. Bailout meds or buyout surgery?
Well, I've never questioned anyone's moral ethics before. I guess I'll go with the buyout.
Good, 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 good. Well, I see your time is almost up, quite literally. Goldman Sachs!
Ah!
You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Just take 10 of those and always remember, leverage buyout!
Ah!
Second thought, take 20. Federal Reserve shadow banking system!
Ah!
I love that part!
Woolworth managers are busy. Here's one who's completely dizzy. Something always keeps him on the go. Oh, he must work from dawn to night to keep his people doing right while he tries to make a better show. He cannot be lazy, and though he may go crazy, nowadays he hasn't far to go. Don't buy too much, but buy enough, and when you buy it, sell the stuff. Watch the stock and cut expense, and always use your common sense. The buyer told you what was new, then he assigned you quite a few. Your total sales were only two. Don't blame the buyer, it was you. Profit. There goes your profit. And all the research planning in the world won't bring it back to light. Bonus. You'll get no bonus. So if that merchandise is still on hand, then you'll stay up tonight. Every season you're in clover, long as you don't carry over. Never mind the worries that entail. And then above all else, remember, though it's June or late December, somehow keep increasing every sale. And watch the help you're hiring, and watch the ones you're firing. A tiger's what you're holding by the tail. You're understocked, they want to buy. You haven't got it, so you cry. But when you're overstocked so much, that's the stuff they never touch. You didn't watch your selling cost, and now you know you're really lost. And when you'd like to shed a tear, the last thing that you want to hear is upgrade. You'd better upgrade. And let the DM know your sales are really soaring in the blue. Shrinkage. Watch out for shrinkage. Or else the one that ends up shrinking there will probably be you. Make sure you communicate and don't forget to dominate until you feel your head is in a spin. Then trim a window, write an ad, keep the Red Cross people glad, lunch at Rotary and wear a grin. Keep Kiwanis buying, elk and moose and lion, and keep those teenage monsters coming in. You're zipping here, you're zipping there, you find you're zipping everywhere. You zip so much your claim to fame could be that Talon is your name. Here's an import, it's the best, a little sample for a test. As all those experts aid your growth, they'll help you if it kills you both. But Woolworth, it's all for Woolworth. Let's trade them up from A cup on to B cup, C cup, even D. Balance, don't lose your balance. Or someday you'll end up crazy just like me.
You got any ideas about the budgie?
I haven't heard much about it. Some are for it and some are against. Right. Yeah, it's all those different colours. It's too hard to work out, really.
Really? Yeah. I always thought that the colours are actually quite clear.
But some of those colours clash.
Do they?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The green and the blue, really, they don't go well together. Complementary colours are all right. Like green and red really go well.
But
then you've got grey in there. The greys, well, that's what causes the grey zone, because between the complementary colours and the clash.
Yeah, I remember colour teachings when you mix the colours.
All that. See, if you've got to know a bit about budgies.
There is a subtractive method and an additive method with the mixing of the colours, isn't there?
Well, yes, there's a lot of subtraction.
More than
anything. That's where you get an imbalance. So you subtract from this and you add to that. But sometimes what happens is subtract from one and you give it all to another. So you've still got an imbalance.
I mean, is there sort of a perfect budgie, actually? Does that actually exist?
Well, that's where, of course, you wouldn't get those clashes of different colours and gradients.
So we'd be much better harmonised, the arrangement.
Harmony is all. That is everything. Harmony, unless you have harmony, and you have a problem.
What do you think about this 2011 budgie we're having now?
Well, of course, that's the latest budgie. The latest budgie does have its problems. It's got all those problems, really, that I mentioned.
Yes.
We'll have to see just what happens with this budgie, but...
Will it survive, I mean? Has it a chance to actually survive?
Yes.
Well, you see...
This whole thing, the poor creature is already caged.
Why did whoever created that budgie, why did they have to go and do all these things like taking from one colour and adding to another?
Mm.
Why do they have to do that? That's what I want to know.
Mm.
Really have enough colour to go around. It's all the wrong colour.
So in that sense, it's actually not much different from any other budgie before that budgie.
It couldn't be. It couldn't be because...
Pretty much fundamentally the same.
Yeah, budgies are budgies.
Mm.
And I think that the budgies should be recreated.
No matter how much they talk, you know.
Oh, they talk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Non-stop, yeah.
Yes. Oh, well, they do all that. So when you get a recreated budgie, they should do something like genetic modification and recreate the budgie, you know, then a budgie would work.
It does generate excitement, though, although it seems like just on the surface of things.
Oh, it does, yes. They love to see who's being robbed and who's being paid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Peter gets robbed and Paul gets it. Mm. So they just keep their fingers crossed that they're Paul. And then when they point the finger at the other mob and say, well, there's Peter.
And then they say win-win or something, but it's always like one side wins lots and the other side wins very little or actually nothing.
Well, they take too much from Peter and they give too much to Paul. But Paul changes colour. So
what a bastard.
It depends. It depends on which, who's doing the, you know, who, like what budgie you're talking about.
Yeah.
If you were talking about a budgie like a few, 10 years ago or more, it would be a completely different sort of budgie.
Yeah.
But it would still be robbing, you know, one colour and...
Yeah.
And doing it. But see, in that instance, they'd be taking from Paul. Yeah, you know, Peter and Paul.
Yeah.
They'd be taking from the red and giving it to the green. Or, in those days, it was the other way around. They were taking it from the green and giving it to Paul. It's just one of those things that it depends on when the budgie is done and what budgie it is. So there must be different types of budgies, but they're all, they've got a problem with their colours.
So...
colour compromise,
is John Cleese right, or Monty Python and John Cleese, are they right when they bring that budgie in and say, look, this is dead budgie, you know, and the shop owner refuses to accept that reality?
Yes, I think they'd be right. That's what I've been talking about is the reality.
Of John Cleese.
According to John Cleese, it would be the reality.
Yeah.
And he's quite right.
Yeah. The budgie is actually dead, eh? The shop owner is just...
Well, I mean...
Just hard-pressed.
The feathers are still there. The colours are still there.
Yeah.
And it's still being used. Doesn't matter how dead it is.
The shop owners are right.
In fact, they probably stuffed the budgie.
So he's wrong, coming there and presenting a dead budgie which is not dead.
A dead budgie, which is not dead. Well, actually, you can get stuffed
budgies. Is this what we're hearing in Parliament between the opposition and government now?
Well,
this is
one
a government which is absolutely dead.
No, but look, in the government, one mob is saying that the budgie is stuffed, and the other mob saying, no, it's a live budgie.
Well, interesting.
And they can't work out whether it's alive or dead.
And they don't know what it's stuffed with, if they ever asked.
They'll tell you. They'll just tell you it's stuffed.
With work choice pies.
Yeah. It could be work choices like that.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask Monty Python about that.
It'd be interesting to hear what he has to say.
My portfolio is high. I'm going on vacation. Anywhere I wanna, I put it on my card. I could use a little sun and to see some ancient ruins. The pyramids are calling, off to Egypt I will fly. I go swimming in the big Egyptian river, bathing in the waters of the Nile. The sun is shining down and everybody's happy, bathing in the waters of the Nile. My job is so secure and my government is stable. The weather's getting better, a little warmer every year. And now we've got free trade and everyone will prosper. The locals here are happy, I think I'll have another beer. Let's go swimming now, we're swimming in the big Egyptian river, bathing in the waters of the Nile. The sun is shining down and everybody's happy, bathing in the waters of the Nile. I thought I heard a bomb, it must be a celebration. If anything was wrong, they tell me on TV. Sometimes I am amazed how perfect things are going. I think I'll do some shopping and take a little time for me. Everybody's doing it, we're swimming in the big.
Thanks for listening once more. I hope you liked the show. You heard A Media Collage, then 57 Billion Repair by Clark and Dawe. Credit to the Family sampled. Local Vox Pops about the Budgie. Cash Money Money by Robin. American Dream is Dead by Onion News Network. Subprimal Scream Therapy from YouTube. Woolworth Manager Song by Michael Brown. And an in-depth Budgie report with Graham. And finally, Swimming in Denial by Dana Lyons. All the credits are listed on my website, which is easy to Google as Kaput Radio. I'd like to thank Graham and the local voices you heard for their input. My name is Martin. Catch me again next time.
In the water, bathing of the Nile. Bathing in the water. We'll go bathing in the water. Bathing in the waters of the Nile. Thank you.